The Da Vinci robot looks like a giant metal spider.
It's large, it reaches over the top of the patient, and it has multiple arms that come in and hold the instruments.
Dr. Catherine Moore is the director of medical research for the company that makes Da Vinci. She's demonstrating the way a doctor controls those big spider-like arms at a console a few feet away. Moore sits and stares into a screen showing a close-up of the robot's instruments, which in this case are hovering above some plastic cones and rings, not an actual organ.
I want someone to be a two-handed surgeon. I want them to be able to hand things back and forth, stretch them. I'll do little trick over here where I'm stuffing it through.
Now, the revolutionary part of this robotic system is that it gives surgeons an extraordinary amount of precision to operate while making just a few incisions the size of a dime on a patient. Although they're not cheap for hospitals, Da Vinci's can cost as much as $2 million, there is no doubt they make a difference. Tiny movements that were once impossible become routine. And studies show with this type of minimally invasive robotic surgery, patients can recover faster. Still, Moore insists robotic surgery is just a small part of the future of healthcare.
When we want to think about healthcare, one of the most important things that we ought to be focusing on is wellness and prevention. In the interventional world, which is where I live in with the surgical robot, we are really there when prevention has failed.
When a tumor has already grown, when arteries are irreversibly clogged. The truly disruptive technologies, Moore says, will be tools that use biomarkers to make earlier diagnoses long before surgery is necessary.
What's going to happen is that these cancers will continue to arise. We are just going to catch them earlier, and we are going to make them be not the life-ending event.
In the next few decades, Moore says imaging technology could identify trouble spots before they're tumors. Fluorescent tagging and 3D navigation could allow surgeons to be more precise in cutting out disease and leaving healthy tissue intact. Even stem cell advances could change the role of robotic systems like the Da Vinci.
As we start to live longer, we sag, we tear, we wear out. We're going to want replacements for our knee joints because they are causing us pain. Our kidneys are going to start to give out. Well, now I'm going to start looking at all these folks over in regenerative medicine who are saying, I can take your stem cells, I can grow you a new organ. And my role in that is saying, I can install that new organ through tiny little incisions, and then you go home with Band-Aids on your belly and you've had your kidney function restored.
So, robots, don't worry, you're not going to lose your job. You just might need to get comfortable being a team player. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.